Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, your smartphone could be putting you at risk for head injuries. Jim Ryan's following the story. Head injuries, Jim.
Head and neck injuries. Yeah, both. Susan, we're looking at a study by the JAMA Otolaryngology, the publication, finding that indeed over the last 20 years, there has been a spike in the number of head and neck injuries specifically related to cell phone use, people walking into walls, people involved in car accidents and having head and neck injuries. That's the most obvious. But also, if you consider the posture that you're in when you're using your phone, specifically for texting or for browsing the web, your head bent forward, that may be another part, maybe even a bigger part of the more subtle head and neck injury that physicians and emergencies or emergency rooms are seeing now.
You know, it reminds me of a story. Didn't someone have like a horn or something growing out of their neck because of the way they were looking down while they were always using their phone?
Yep.
Something like that.
Maybe, right. It may be a consequence of that. But if you consider that your head weighs, according to researchers, about on average about 12 and a half pounds. But as you bend it forward, as you're looking down at something, the weight, the relative weight on your neck goes up. If you're looking down at the cell phone in your lap, the smartphone as you're texting, the weight can be as much as 60 pounds. You can imagine the extra stress placed on your neck, and that leading to long-term injuries.
Wow. Look at 20 years ago, we didn't have this issue, and look what we're dealing with, right?
Right, and that's when this began, really. The spike really started showing up in about 2007. What happened in 2007? The iPhone was introduced.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.